A warm welcome. Thank you very much for joining our session to explain to you and the audience the quarterly results we have published today in the morning. So we have to report 3 quarters of our fiscal year. The fiscal year is ending end of March. And I'm sure you have the presentation in front of you. I would like to guide you through this presentation and give you some additional information about our performance in this quarter. So the highlights of our 3 quarters are, I think you have acknowledged in our press releases, ad hoc information as well, so that we have been successfully in tendering in German for the passenger vehicle toll system. End of this calendar year, 2018, we have been awarded together with our partner, CTS Eventim, a German entity, for this contract for implementation and operation of passenger vehicle toll system. The term for the implementation is that we have to start operation September 2020. And thereafter, we have a contract for operation for 12 years, which can be extended up to 15 years. The total project volume, and that's significantly the biggest project Kapsch has ever won in his history, is 1.6 billion. Euro. We, due to the fact that we will deliver this as a joint venture, you will see the results out of this at equity consolidation. Connected to Germany, so we have been a second time very successful and have been awarded for the contract for the automatic enforcement of the passenger vehicle toll system. So term is the same as I mentioned currently, with the difference that that's 100% KTC delivery, and the total project volume is 100 million up to 120 million. So that was amazing highlights for our company. We are really happy to deliver these projects. Poland was also an interesting country for us in the last period. So therefore, I can tell you that the contract to supply the further operation of the system was acknowledged to us for another 21 to 27 months. We will have an average revenue of 2.4 million per month. In the Czech Republic, so there were not so good news for us. But we have also to acknowledge to a certain extent this. The Minister of Transport signed the contract with our competitor. We are still in some legal proceedings, but the fact is that the contract was signed with our competitor. In out of Europe, where some interesting information about Zambia. So in this fiscal year, full consolidation of the joint venture started from September 2018 onwards. This project is slowly moving, but we are quite confident to improve here. The Europeans, so I go back to Europe because that was also a very important step and has a significant impact also for the future. The European Electronic Tolling Service, we got the, we have been certified being an ITS provider, and we built and closed a joint venture with Access to build and operate a technology platform for these ITS services, which improves our that we are more competitive cost-wise. And we started via our daughter company Toll Ticket partnerships with OMV, and we will launch OMV Smart Toll there. So that are the big highlights which I would like to mention. On top, I can tell you that we have also in North America significant project progress and a very interesting pipeline for further projects. The numbers, number-wise, on page 3. There you see that our revenues, we see a group an all on all-time high group revenues of 533 million, is an increase by 5% from the previous period, the comparable previous period. A slight decrease in our EBIT. So here we show for the first three quarters a volume of 33.6 million. The EBIT margin is currently 6.3, and we show up with an earning per share of 1,77 euro, 2% below the previous period as well. So that was the Kapsch Traffic Com was all about on at a glance. And when we go on page 5, then I give you some more details in respect of our earnings and also of our segment results. So revenue I mentioned already. What we have to consider when you see the top line of 533 million and an EBIT of 33.6 million, that we have some one-time effects. It's always interesting for our investors to see the FX impact on EBIT level. There is a small breakout information where you see that we had a push up in this period by 1.5 in comparison to the previous year where we had a loss of 4.8 mirrored in the EBIT. The what I also would like to mention as a one-off is the tax topic in Brazil. So here we have to acknowledge that we have to write off our interest in a topic which we have acquired from the previous owner of the Brazilian entity. We are trying to get back, because that's something, it's an historic topic, and we are quite sure that we can find a solution with the former owner of the company to solve it. Important to mention for the Kapsch environment as well is the number of headcounts, and here you see that the number of headcounts is reduced by 318 people, and that's connected to our Polish project where we had to hand over the manual tolling, which is a significant number of people in Poland to the others. On page 6, we look further to how develops the EBIT down to the result for the period. So the financial result minus 2.3. Here you see also a one-time effect, because in the breakout you see that in the other net result, 5.1 million is a positive impact from that we sold our Park Jockey investment. Interest are quite on a low level, I think, with minus 2.4, FX result minus 4.3, so in total, financial result ends up with minus 2.3 million. And what you also know that we take the tax rate at 30%, so that we use this during the quarters, and at the end of the fiscal year we will calculate it on a exact manner. So coming from the EBIT, 33.6 minus the 2.3, and we end, and the tax implication, we end up with a result for the period of 21.9 million. That's 5% lower than the previous one, and the result attributable to the equity holders of our firm is 23 million, and the earnings per share, as I mentioned already, 1.77, which I think is a very good one. On the next slide, you get a better impression where we generate our revenues, where we earn our margins from a geographical area and information, and also from our segmentation, ETC and IMS. So let's jump in the ETC, which is still the major absolutely major part of our business. The revenues of 406.9 million achieved an EBIT of 40 million. So we have an EBIT margin more or less at 10%, I would say. The geographical split here, you see clear big portion in the EMEA region, 62%, and 30% Americas. So that's still growing, which is very great for us. And when you have the revenues by type, then the split between implementation, operation, and components, 82.1 million. So still growing demand, which is very great for us. 10.6 million onboard units were sold within the first 9 months, increased by 9%. Implementation also increasing from 99.4 to 125, and operation, due to the fact that we have here reduced numbers in the Czech are and also Austria, we end up currently at roughly 200 million. The smaller segment, the IMS segment, but very important as well for us, has a 5% increase of our revenues from 120 to 126 million, but or again a negative EBIT margin and an EBIT of 6.7 million. I would here really to mention that the project itself in this segment, they are positive and they are interesting for us. The costs we have allocated to get a better grip in these segments are higher than the current project revenue, the project profitability can take care on that. We know we have to work on that, and I can promise you that we are very eager to do this and strengthen and force also our organization. The geographical split in the IMS regions, in the IMS segment, is a little bit different. Here you see that Americas is 42% in comparison to ETC 30%, and EMEA is 57%. The other areas are at a very low level. Not only in the ETC, also in the IMS components play a role, and a very nice role. So here you see 9.2 million are the revenues in the IMS part. Operation currently at the level of 60 million, and 58 million are the portion of our implementation efforts. Final, I would like to also share some information with you about our key financials, like the CapEx, free cash flow, net debt in the current stage, and our balance sheet total and equity ratio. So the CapEx is at the 6 million. So here it's on a regular level, more or less. We have acquired Informus is an asset deal, eTrends. It was called the eTrends acquisition, supporting in North America our connected vehicle knowledge. And the free cash flow is negative, and that's due to our project business, where we increased our receivables, and we increased also inventory to reduce our lead times for delivery and speed up the process internally. So coming back, the free cash flow in the next months. The net debt situation, so we turned from a net cash 16.2 in the minus 42.9. Also here's to mention that in the last quarter, we paid out our dividend 19.5 million. And we had significant investments in our project landscape. Still on a very stable and comfortable level, our equity ratio at 37%, which is comfortable for our new bidding process. And finally, I would like to give you some outlook for and some medium-term goals, which I like to share with you. So what will happen for this fiscal year? Still increasing revenue, so there we expect revenues above the previous year, and would like to keep the EBIT on the previous year's levels. We are intent for the future to grow in both segments. We see that we can grow stronger than the market, and we expect a higher growth rate for IMS in the long run. The targets for our EBIT margins in ETC and IMS, ETC is higher than 10%, and in IMS we are convinced and eager to prove this also that that an 8% EBIT margin is possible, so that in total the group should have a target of 10%. So that's how we look at our numbers, and that's the information I would like to share with you. And I'm happy to answer questions you have, and waiting for your questions. Thank you very much for your audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the question and answer session will begin. Anyone who wishes to raise a question may press star followed by one on their touch tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. We have a question from the line of Felix Lutz from FMR Research AG. Please go ahead.
Hello together. Thanks for taking my question. Can you give us some more information on IMS with the effect, without the effect? Would you already or almost be break even and near break even? And regarding the shifted projects from Q1, can we expect these revenues and EBIT to come in the next quarters? And maybe another question on the replacement of onboard units. How do you expect the level of almost 10 million sold units to continue? Thanks.
Okay, may I start with the last one? So, the replacement of onboard units. So when you look at the global on a global level, then you see that you have different maturity levels in the environment. So at the current stage, we are not expecting significant increase of a number of onboard units, but we expect that the level would continue at the moment. What we definitely look if there are different application can could take care and take over the one or the other service, then I think that we are prepared also to offer this as well. So, but at the moment we are fine with the current level we show. When it comes to the next question, so shifting the project we have experienced in quarter one, so yes, well, it's not lost that due to the progress of the project, it shifted to the next quarters. And here I really would like to mention the plural and not simply one. And the first IMS, so I hand over to Hans Lang for
that. Hi, Felix. You were questioning whether this 4 million fall into IMS, in
Yes.
IMS EBIT, is true. So actually,
the exactly.
For corrected, it would be minus 2.7 instead of minus 4.7.
Okay, thank you so far.
Next question is from the line of Charles Bordet from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. First, a clarification, please. The guidance for the EBIT, does it include the contributions from the German contracts? And second, in Czech Republic, so I understand that the contract has been signed with your competitor. So what are your expectations concerning the legal procedures? Thank you.
So the first question was in respect of the profit we already have in our quarter three. Did I get this correct? In quarter four.
No, for the quarter four, yeah, for the full year outlook.
For the full year outlook.
Germany
So
included.
Germany is included in our outlook that we will achieve that. That would fit, like I mentioned before. And for the Czech Republic, we would not expect that we get back the contract, if I can say this, in this environment, because the signed contract with the competition is in place.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Daniel Lion from Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Hello. I would like to follow up on Germany. Once again, you mentioned that you will consolidate it at equity. I guess it will be shown in the proportional results in the JVs line, where you had Zambia as well. What's your expectations for generating revenues or profit basically from Germany going forward? When are you going to start implementing it? I guess you've maybe started already. How should we think about the progress from this implementation, and how will this influence your financials going forward?
Going forward, for which period of time? May I just
Just for the next quarters, how do you think when should we expect that maybe these implementations will start to become visible significantly, maybe in your figures? Is this already from Q4 on, or rather from next year on, or how do you see that?
From looking at the big joint venture topic, here you will see some small recognition in our quarter four. But I would not expect a huge portion because we got the contract signed on the 30th 30th of December, and always the first things to do is that you here we had the financial close and the replanning and sitting together how to structure these. So in the first quarter, they are slowly ramping up, and that's not why we are slowly. It's just why, because the project has to establish the team and get aligned with the customer to make the right setup approach. So here you can expect in the fiscal year 2020, the bigger start in for the joint venture as well. So the stationary enforcement project here, we are slightly better or higher because here we already got awarded the contract in October, if I remember correctly, and we are already working on setting up infrastructure and preparing this infrastructure.
So there's already something included from the enforcement already in the third quarter, the minor part, and this should continue then at a stronger pace, starting from Q4, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And would you expect a negative contribution on quarterly basis from each of those projects going forward?
No.
Or is this anyway percentage of completion method, and that's why it should actually be just positive and just a question how fast you are in translating the business into your figures, right?
Absolutely right. So both projects are under IFRS 15 rules. So here we show the percentage of completion there. That means it will not show up with a negative effect or impact in our fiscal year 2019 or 2020.
You just may see, Hans, again, you may just see a dip in 2021 when the actual operation starts, because around this phase, we will have higher costs. For example, for an educational marketing campaign, throughout Europe, explaining how the system works for international passengers, privates coming to Germany. So there might be a dip in 1 year a little bit, but we will, as planned, not be negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Thanks for that. And then once again on the tax issue, in your P&L, where did you reflect it? Is this in the other operating expenses?
Yes.
Or is this? Yeah. It's in that line. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And why are you so confident that you will be reimbursed by the seller of the company that you acquired?
Whenever you acquire a company, then you exclude tax topics out of the past.
Okay. So by when would you expect this to be reimbursed?
I don't know. So that's a negotiation issue. So you have to sit together and explain everything.
Okay.
But it's ongoing. Mm-hmm. So nobody is interested for an easy payback that you can estimate. But I think that's nothing specific for any seller.
Okay, so you haven't communicated this to the seller yet, or there's at least no commitment to really pay it back.
It's nothing what I can here share with you.
Okay. And thinking towards the fourth quarter, and of course your full year guidance. When we look at fourth quarter, is there any moving parts expect for? Of course, Austria is maybe lower, definitely year on year compared to the third quarter. Poland should be to some extent lower year on year. But is there anything that's like one-offs or projects that are expected to be finished and maybe contribute disproportionately in a positive or negative sense that we need to bear in mind?
No, nothing specific.
Okay, so basically we should be able to use the third quarter figures as a some extended proxy for the fourth quarter as well.
Yeah.
And could you maybe explain a little bit how the situation in Zambia looks like? You mentioned it in your report that there were some certain delays, of course. But what's the current situation in implementing the various parts of the contract? Where do you see difficulties going forward or at the moment? And what would you expect also from a quarter-to-quarter perspective in terms of revenue recognition?
So the Zambian project is a concession agreement with the customer. What we experience right now that also our customer has a certain learning curve how to handle this concession agreement because that was not so used to that. So here we are in the working environment to improve the current understanding. So that means that we are slower, we are not so quick as we have expected from other mature customers and markets where you just agree a contract and then you push it forward. So that here we have to acknowledge that we have to take care to train and work with the customer closely. So on the other side, we are quite confident. So we have here a nice team. We know that our equipment is working quite well, that the web interface is working. So that the project environment from a deliverable purpose, so we are quite confident, and now it's up to us to find with our customer the right pace to increase it. And I like working with Africa. It's a challenge for some Europeans. They have a different timing topic that are feeling, so that's what you have to acknowledge. but Capsch is a global acting company, and here we can prove our competence and also our understanding of diverse cultures.
Okay. How does it look like with, because as I understood it, one of the first issues is of course the registrations of all cars in the country. Have you already started registering these cars, or is this also just getting started? And as I guess this would be the initial phase that you need to accomplish before moving on with the other parts, right?
No. We had here a shift in our deliveries, and so we are doing speed enforcement and charge for the fines, and we had a pushback in the registration, and that's what I mentioned before. So here the customer needs to have a better understanding and how we put this in place. And yeah, it's a timing issue, but we are quite, we are more than convinced that when we have finalized the setup, then we can speed up, increase the pace.
Okay. Okay, but have you already collected first fines?
Yes, we have collected fines on the account of our customer.
And is there anything comparable to South Africa in terms of protests against such a system?
No, that we do not experience right now.
Okay. Okay, and then maybe lastly on South Africa, there's a lot of news about protests against the system, and do you see any implications on your cash flows or on a risk that you might maybe have to impair certain revenues, or is basically from the business development running everything the apostrophe smoothly as it did in the past quarters?
Yes. So what we experienced in South Africa, that it's a political topic. Elections are coming in May. So we know whenever elections come closer, then we get on the news. But independently from that, the system is running quite well. So we get paid for our availability we offer, as it was contract-wise agreed. But that's also not new. We did not increase our deliverables due to how we can do it in other projects where we have change requests and increasing and additional services. So that doesn't show really up in Africa due to this political discussion. So steady pace, nothing specific. Revenues we invoice, we do receive from our customer.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There are no further questions at this time, and I would like to hand back to Mr. Lang for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Also from my side, thanks for all the questions that came up. In case there are any further questions, don't hesitate calling us. We are here. And now it's for me to say goodbye until the 18th of June, when we will announce our annual results for 2018-19. Have a wonderful afternoon, a morning, wherever you are, and thanks for joining. Bye.
Goodbye.